This is tape number 3, April 4th, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
You're going to want to put your own guidelines and throw your ladders out there and have it go and catch unto you the proper one, the proper idea, the proper prophet. Don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about whether Rumpf is real. You don't have to worry for 5 minutes about whether Penitores is real, if she's making a good swami. You don't have to even think about was Catherine Coleman really godly. What in the world difference does it make? If there was one word of truth that they spoke and it touched your heart, they were worthy. And what their journey is between them and God. Because you have the guidelines that you need to make your own discernment and your own judgment of action. You don't have to get on one side or the other of the fence. Except that as you come into knowing, you just will do so. You will not jeopardize a mission of God sending his host again to your place by malfunctions. You don't have to be totally enlightened. If you were totally enlightened, you wouldn't be here. That goes for you once you have come back. Because in your agreement to be back, to make this particular migration, you agreed not to be totally enlightened. You would walk with your brother. The master teacher was a man. That's why he is called the Son of Man and the Son of God. He would not do mystical things more than would you. That is the agreement of any master coming back. You come on the same level that you serve. And if you were awakened totally in enlightenment and you could see it all and know it all other than just know I know it, and I'll wait for it to evolve. If you demanded and you saw it all, you would not be here. Because that is total enlightenment, and once totally enlightened, the game's over. So there's always that driving need. Please, let me see. Let me know it all. Oh, if I just knew. No, you don't really want to do that. And I know that you don't want to do that because we spend a lot of time together in this higher energy field. And you have the right of decision each time you make the journey back into your dimension. But you see, in the higher dimension, you have wisdom. And it's not questioned. You just know that it is wiser and that you can serve better. You're not here to be God. It doesn't matter, even if you are God, you're not here to play God. And that's why it makes one nervous to have to sit on a platform. If one enjoys getting up on a stage and performing for the masses, they are an entertainer. These speakers up here are mortified. They not only don't want the responsibility of this kind of a load, they don't want to be up here. And yet it's not gracious, is it? If ones of you who come to share with us can't see or hear. So somewhere we have to meet the needs. But there's nobody up here who wants to be above anything. Except maybe the hot seat. And it does seem like the barrage comes, the impact comes. And each one says, I don't know if I can make it through this one. And you do. And you're grateful. And you find yourself much stronger. And the testing is hard. You think people are flunking their testing. Oh, no. Oh, no. There's not much flunking going on. You just didn't know the other man's contract. We're moving into the glory time. It also means that we're moving into the time of more discretion in our activities. There is nothing that I will say outside of just privacy and respect that I wouldn't print in the paper and wish that everyone in the world took it. This is why the surveillance people are having such trouble with you ones. They don't have to go through all that bother. All they have to do is pick up the paper and read it. I find it amusing that your Judge Brent is making calls all over this town to find out who these actors really are. Well, if I were him, I'd be a little nervous. When the House of Cards falls, he's going to be number one. Will it be because the Eckers do him in? No. The little rats will filch on themselves. There's no honor there. Are we out to pull down the RTC and all of your government? No. Ours was to tell you the truth. And we've done it. How many will listen? We don't have to prove it in one of your unjust courts of non-law. Well, then why don't we let it go? Because you need the money to do our projects. You don't have to turn the moral fiber of your unjust system around to do so. You put them on the spot enough that maybe they'll wish to settle rather than have all of the dirty laundry hanging out. If other funds are flowing by then, maybe you don't even want to push it that far. I don't want dead martyrs. I want live people. You can have the best of both if you hold the course and stay in the truth. It's a wonderful thing. You don't have to worry about what you might have said. There's only one story. They can't remember theirs. From one breath to the next, they can't remember theirs. But for the same reason that I have been writing in the paper the last couple of days, don't miss this issue. I'm telling you, you've got two. Number one and number two are blockbusters. Nebraska is nothing to Bakersfield, California. They have underground facilities where they meet weekly, and they have satanic meetings, and it includes every one of the elite of your government in Bakersfield and your entire Kern County judicial system. The presiding judge has a ranch outside of town, which is a homosexual gathering place where they do all of the homosexual practices and a little satanic fun on the side with children. Now, that's what you come against when you try to go into the court of law. So do you really think that these ones will get hearing when it means that from day one with their piece of property, it crosses these ones and goes all the way to Ronald Reagan and the Bushlets and Mr. Bush himself in Santa Barbara with Santa Barbara Savings, Lincoln Savings, Mr. Keating, the whole wash? But they will turn against themselves. They will start strangling each other. And when it is pushed into the court, don't you think they'll probably hang that poor sucker who didn't have a sale that day? Each step of the journey is your test. Give me wisdom to know the difference and what I can change and what I can't. And always let me know that when I travel with God, I will have my opportunity and it will be changed. But it will be changed in its proper form so it is truly changed. And that doesn't mean that you have to back off and join them. It does mean that you can back off and you can work with integrity within the laws of the land and always within the laws of God. That is not a choice. You start with is that within the laws of God? And if it's not, you better just cast it out right then. Because you will learn before this is over that it doesn't pay to dink with that one. You can do it. And it doesn't mean that you can't serve with us. But I can guarantee you, you're going to learn to discern what is right in the laws of God and what is not. And then the laws of the land are just structured by men to cover their asses. And I'm sorry, don't tell me, because I work for God, that I can't use those laws. I intend to use them better than they do in every instance. And we will walk away with respect. They will respect us. And I'm not here to do nuclear war with them. Thomas, would you like to say something? Or will it just put you at discomfort? It's hard to let go, you know. It really is hard to let go. But I would share this little thing. I think I have had my finger over it.
Just sit. You don't have to get up.
Sonoma's been speaking with Rick for well over 5 years. He has books and books of writings. Rick will be writing as Thomas on the journeys of the Master, and as we come up on this Easter season, you have to know that the greatest of all the travels of the Master Isu was after he left those damnable holy lands and went into India, where he grew. And those are going to be the gift in the remembering of Thomas, as the Master reminds all of you how good it was. There were some historical documents scribed at the time. Those will be coming forth, just as many of those Sumerian texts out of old Sumeria in southern Iraq have surfaced. Many of those old records of the life and times of the Master as he traveled will be coming forth, just as will the ancient artifacts and proof of the Pale Prophet who walked the Americas. The story didn't stop 3 days after crucifixion. And he never came in the first place to be worshipped, to use blood as a talisman. It was to tell all of you that there is no death of soul. And if Sananda would share with us a little bit of this wisdom now before we close this meeting, I believe that it would be great for all of us.
I am here. I am Sananda, and I come in delight. You may call me Isu. I am your brother. I am greatly honored with the words that have been shared this day. I am greatly honored to share with you, my brothers, in this manner, with the ones with whom I come to serve. It will be fine, Thomas, I have it. Is it so difficult to follow the laws that have been given to you? Is it so difficult to be kind to one another? We watch as you ones struggle in your day-to-day difficulties, and you pick and you tear at one another, and it pains us greatly. Please stop this. The mission is great, far greater than you can comprehend at this time. The changes that will soon be upon you will be tremendous and will have a great impact on your entire world. We have reached a time when the game playing must cease. We are to move forward with our mission, and we will do so with all who choose to serve with us. If you will not serve with us, please stand aside that we may proceed, for we will serve with honor and integrity, and we will have none in our midst who would do otherwise. Tonyos Kali, thank you. Thank you for your sharing. Ceres, I am honored to serve with you. I think I better draw this to a close before I lose Thomas. I'm honored to serve with each of you. Thank you.
You're brave to try it. The sage old crow gave a pretty good lesson one day. Dorma had worked pretty hard, and she was tired. Not drained of energy, but tired. And Little Crow called. And EJ said, well, she's pretty tired. You know, it's used up a lot of her energy. And Little Crow frumped his feathers, you know, pretty, and said, well, then you don't have the right speaker. You can get tired if you want to. We don't use up your energy. But it's hard to keep your own energy out of the way, especially if you are trying to speak to a group. And I speak for all three of these. If they had to get up here and give a speech in front of you, they'd be withered and gone out the door. So the mere fact that they're still sitting up here says one of two things. They're too scared to get up and get the attention while they walk away, or they did a damn good job. We have to do it together. We can't do it singularly. We have to do it as a unit. We can't do it for each other. It takes a little practice. That means it takes patience on the part of you out there so that they can practice a little bit. It's hard. And yet we have to do it under the guise of total separateness. And that's easy when you really stop and think about it, because you don't have to pick up the thought patterns of another one just to make your journey. All you have to hold is the goal and where we're headed and what we're doing. We need to bring the word so that man knows where he is. We need to get a remnant through. That means we have to have some survival things in case you become this island. Inevitably, you're going to become an island. It's only a matter of when. There have to be the guides on your place, if for nothing else than for evacuation. You need somebody with the capability who, and believe me, you will know at the moment of service what it is you're supposed to do. You're well trained. We're moving into the next phase, the next step. We've been working on our pin feathers. And now we've got some flight feathers, because we're going to have to fly to get over some of these things. And you'll know how to do that too when the time comes. The hurdles that you have to face, first of all, however, are the times of sorting while ones make their choices. As we move into the time where choices no longer can be made back and forth. You can make them, but you will be pushed aside. I may be leader of the hosts. I am not captain of this ship. God said he would send his son again. Being one with self to reclaim his kingdom, and he would have a new name. His name is Sananda. It is a title. It is a state of being. And it's not easy when you're so awed of this being that you have to make words out of your mouth. When you know there is no language on the face of the earth that can express that being. All three of these ones sitting up here know exactly what I'm talking about. They can put up with the humor, the chiding. They can put up with us old ruffians in the form of commanders. The minute we put on a higher hat, they get really nervous. But all of them, all three of them, who receive for Sananda, become tongue-tied and very humble. Because the mission is so great. At this point, the rest of us only have to see to the physical evolvement. Sananda has to bring God's people home to God. That is responsibility and his last test. And it will come easy. Our jobs or otherwise. I just thank you for not saying no, thank you. Would anyone care to share anything before we bring this to a close? These ones have had about enough. It's wonderful to be back with you. It's hard not to meet regularly. We each draw strength from the other. And I want to express the gratitude of my ones for what you ones have done for them. Now maybe the expression can be more heartfelt afternoon tomorrow. We only need a little bit more of what you call time. We have some remarkable things going on. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being at night.
Thank you.